Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Our own Jessie Jane Duff served in the U.S. Marine Corps, active duty 20 years, retiring as a gunnery sergeant. I love your energy. We still talk about the last time when you were on, you just pumped us up. And, you know, we need it on this day as we think about everything going on in our nation. But thanks for being here again.
Hey, so the last time I was on, was I right or was I right? I
knew
we were
going
to win this. Yeah, I'm telling you, the energy in the campaign, when we were watching the polls slowly shift here in 2016 and 2020, President Trump had never been ahead in the battleground states. Now, mind you, he only was ahead 2-3 points, but that's all it was, because you're talking a seismic shift from where he had been previously. And the numbers are overwhelming. You know, he had over 4 million additional votes to give him the popular vote. That means people out in California showed up. The blue states showed up to vote for him. We saw a big shift in California with him earning 40% of the vote in California. All across the nation, enough is enough. I think the top issues are the border, our national security, our inflation and gas and fuel and prices with our insurance and our homeowners policies and, you know, just going to the grocery store. And then the transgender issues where they're trying to transition children. Everybody is utterly offended by having the thought of their children being removed from their homes, which was a bill that Tim Walz passed in his own legislation, in Minnesota. So here we are. It's Veterans Day. I want everybody to remember, though, Memorial Day is for those who have fallen in uniform.
Yes.
Veterans our Day is for those who have served in uniform. And Armed Forces Day is for those who are currently in uniform. So today is a great day to thank all those that served and put up with, you know, everything that went with it, you know, often divorce and, you know, to deployments and kids mm-hmm. that don't recognize you when you come home and financial insecurity from time to time. But all in all, I cannot think of a greater thing that I was able to do for my country, because the rest of my life, I am a Marine. And that just for me is so heartwarming. I don't have to sit here and think, did I ever make a difference in this world? I already know I did. So, you know, not to say it's time to put my feet up and stop, but it's just a great thing to say you serve this great nation.
Yeah, and we thank you for your service. I know, you know, you've spoken out a lot. You've served in so many different ways, even after coming home. But when I look at, you know, your voicing for your concerns about challenges of ensuring the voting rights of those overseas active duty military personnel, making sure they're remembered, that they know their vote matters. That's something that I, among those different issues that you've worked on, where are you with that? As far as the voting rights,
we've got work to do. The voting rights of our active duty military. There was a false report that got published. I want to say the Federalist. I could be wrong. It might have been another publication that said that the ballots weren't available. Absentee ballots weren't available for active duty military. That DOD failed. That is not true. In order to do the federal write-in ballot, you download it offline. And I know this from my own experience helping pass the legislation. The federal write-in ballot is not a ballot from your state. The Department of Defense is not responsible for mailing anybody their ballots. The Department of Defense is responsible to ensure everybody is given the opportunity to register to vote upon checking into their duty station, those active duty military. But there's also overseas voters that are under the MOVE Act, which is the Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act. The states are required to get your ballot mailed out on time. And if I don't receive my ballot and I'm in Italy and I don't have my ballot from Maryland, let's say, then I go to the website and download the federal write-in ballot. It really bothered me that somebody ran with this, because some active duty members had apparently said when they went to their admin shops requesting a federal write-in ballot, because they didn't get their ballots yet, that it was reported they didn't have any printed out. They didn't have any in stock. And I thought, well, this just goes to show how ignorant everybody is. You go to the FFAP website and it's right there for downloading. It's not a state ballot. It's a federal write-in, and you write in your candidates, you write in the person, and then you ensure that you get it stamped and mailed out on time from your overseas military duty station, or even here stateside if you're voting absentee.
You know, we don't talk about it enough, and that is just all the organizations that honor our veterans. And it's important, because I think of even yesterday at church, they brought, and I love this, because usually, you know, when you're at the end of the service and they go, please, please, everybody remain seated. And you go, uh-oh, the announcements are coming. It's going to be, you know, another like 30 minutes. But in this one, it was to honor some of our Vietnam veterans in my own parish with the Quilts of Valor Foundation. And I wonder just if you could speak to that as far as, you know, people getting involved and what it means to military veterans when any number of these organizations, local organizations, national organizations with volunteers, and there's a need for volunteers, and then really stitching that together with how that is something at a grassroots level that helps with combat the mental health issues that are happening within our veteran community.
Yeah, most people get involved with their charitable acts by knowing somebody or being impacted by a particular issue. I always advise, if you're going to do a charitable thing for veterans, it's always noble, but pick something you're already passionate about. It makes it more fulfilling, more enjoyable. You don't feel like you're now being burdened with doing something that's not really in your interest. God gave all of us massive talents. You know, that we all know that who can't run a computer, and we got a kid that can't. Hey, they got the talent, we didn't, but we're good at something else. So I would just say that if you are passionate about a veteran issue, that is something that you can find usually with, you know, not, you do a Google search, DuckDuckGo search, and look up local charitable efforts. The homeless veteran crisis has been pretty bad, and that is to say that a lot of the administration had funneled money into illegals, and many, many veterans were displaced. I do expect President Trump had passed the Mission Act when he was president. A lot of that had been dismantled by Biden-Harris administration, but money was set aside for the homeless veteran crisis. It was very important that money was utilized for their mental health care, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, mental health issues. And I also want to stress to people, not every veteran is a mess. I mean, sometimes that gets lost in a lot of the commercials and the talks about veteran suicide, or, and not to suggest anybody is a mess who's going through something difficult, but I want them to also realize many veterans are productive members of society, have come back and made businesses, and it has been one of the most accomplished things that has driven them to know how to function in society and be a great success. I never want to discourage the youth from serving, because a lot of this is a sense sometimes that we just generate helplessness, and we're not. We're a very strong community. There's 22.5 million veterans. So veteran suicide is another issue that hopefully President Trump will be able to get back on the top of the line, because he has set aside mental health money that, again, the VA has forced veterans to go back into the VA system instead of using outside care providers. Mm. We want to be able to do that. I would just simply find your local VFW or find your local veteran-affiliated organization, Veterans of Foreign Wars, or let's see, what's the other one? I'm forgetting the name. Forgive me. There's many local mm-hmm. veteran chapters. And find out what charities they recommend. Toys for Tots, as simple as that may sound, is one of my favorite charities because they service millions of underserved children that would otherwise not get a Christmas present. And you can look up Toys for Tot dropping points. So when I buy gifts from my nieces and nephews, and I'm always buying them on sale, there's too many of them, so I buy an extra three or four of the same thing. Last year, I found a $50, $60 dollhouse on sale for $19. I could not escape it. I bought five of them and dropped them off at the Toys for Tots dropping point. And then I made a charitable contribution. Marine's Toy for Tots was always my mother's favorite. Mm-hmm. And it's one where you're really spreading joy to children that otherwise would not necessarily have a Christmas to celebrate. So there's lots of little things you can do that make a big difference collectively, but find something you're passionate about.
That's a great one. I saw an investigation just recently showing that a VA home loan program that was supposed to be helping veterans or assisting veterans by, you know, become a homeowner, ended up forcing them into these high cost mortgages. And at least they were saying well over 1,000 of these veterans, look like 1,300, faced monthly payment increases of over 50%. Mm. When I hear about that, I just think, should we have laws in something like this? If somebody purposely does something like this, misleading in particular a veteran, should we have laws in which they get a tougher punishment to try to deter people from? Because sometimes these are, like you're saying, vulnerable people who have fought so bravely for our country, but they find themselves as vulnerable in scams like this.
Yeah, it goes back to making sure you have a strong communication with your congressional representatives, mm-hmm. because they can seriously clamp down on any type of banking scams that are going on and assist you in overcoming that. There are measures in which you can recoup losses, but always do your homework on what you're looking into as a veteran and making sure that if you're getting a VA loan, it's from a credible institution. There's so many banking institutions that we all can be members of by our veteran status. USAA is a great veterans organization that has investment opportunity, car insurance at a reduced rate, many opportunities for your financial goals, and you're not going to be misled. I'm a member of Navy Federal Credit Union. That would be where I would go potentially for a VA loan. Should I want one, go through them to get the lower interest rates. Pentagon Federal Credit Union. I could go on and on. There's so many great organizations. Every veteran, although they may be vulnerable, still has responsibility to try to ensure that they include somebody that they trust before they make financial decisions if they're unsure of themselves. Because this is also what happens often to elderly people. Mm-hmm. They're preyed upon with phone calls, sounding like a grandchild, yeah. saying they're distressed. How many times have we heard about this? Or how many times have we all gotten text messages that somebody needs money now to win a campaign, and we don't even know that that's going to their website? We're all very vulnerable now to make sure we don't click on links in emails that were not confirmed, checking email addresses to make sure it's verified. I've gotten two emails that say my payment has not been updated with Xfinity, where I have my cable service. And then when I look at the email address, I see it's from some bizarre, robocon.com.com, US, UK, who knows what. You realize it's a scam. So I just caution everybody that times have changed and technology has taken advantage of a lot of people, and that will also include veterans. But anybody who is maybe vulnerable for financial support can bite at the first apple without realizing, whatever looks too good to be true, then it probably is.
Well, Gunnery Sergeant Jessie Jane Duff, we thank you so much for your service as a United States Marine. And still, you're a bright light and a great voice on the Hill. So I don't know what's next for you. I can't even read your resume on air, quite frankly, because you've won so many awards and national awards and for your service and medals and so on, but also all of your involvement. So thank you so much for everything you do for our country. You're a true patriot.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Listen, anybody who served 20 years in the Marine Corps better have something to say on paper. Otherwise, what were you doing? We're not couch potatoes. I can't take a lot of credit. I feel that I was a good Marine. I'm an outstanding civilian, though, because it's a lot easier to be a civilian than it was a Marine. So I was a good Marine. I wasn't great. I wasn't fat. I was, I did my 20 years. I did it well. I showed up on time. I didn't do anything to get myself booted out. There were things I was great at. But I've known so many heroic Marines that I can never try to even hold a candle to their service. And same with soldiers, airmen, and sailors. Many have sacrificed far more than I ever could dream. It was a joy for me to serve. Highs and lows, it made me who I am today. So thank you for acknowledging that. And remember that all that have served, thanking them, even if they're a little awkward with it, it makes them feel warm in their heart.
Oh, that's great advice. Thank you. Gunnery Sergeant Jessie Jane Duff. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Take the Hill. We had a big win, and we're going to have the first Marine who was ever on a presidential ticket in the White House soon.
You know what's so funny? My 20-year-old son, Michael, who's at Penn State, I didn't even think of that. And he said, do you realize that no other vice president? This is as a United States. I said, oh, Michael, I appreciate. Because, of course, the mainstream media would never, you would never get that stat, but he was interested to look that up. So thank you for saying that, because
it's very first. It's pretty impressive. It's very impressive. So it came right on time for our Marine Corps ball. Our birthday, 249th birthday, was yesterday. We're loud, we're obnoxious, and we're funny, and we have no embarrassment in saying that.
Well, I thank you. That's my Grandpa John. You just described him to a T, so thank you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Semper Fi, everybody. Have a great Veterans Day, and enjoy this moment that we are free because of those who have served.
Oh, it's a blessing.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.